BJ and Jamie.
Yesterday, Governor Big Baby went to the microphone. He went up to the podium and dropped the hammer on restaurants and bars.
For the next 30 days, last call for alcohol is going to be 10 p.m. statewide.
Boom, 10 p.m. Cut it off.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I have two thoughts about this. Is number one is, what's that going to do? Is,
I agree.
Is number one.
I
you
agree.
Know? And number two, what's that going to do?
And I feel like that we're getting to a point where bars and restaurants are kind of being targeted.
Oh, I agree with you.
I'm starting to feel that way about it because you and I both, and Carson, you too, we all know people that are in the bar and restaurant business, right? And yeah, they've been just decimated by this.
I know.
And nobody seems to be on their side.
I know, and I don't get it because the thing is, I am way closer to people in the produce aisle than I am at the restaurant.
Right.
Oh, much 100. Closer. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
I don't know why we've allowed the... Go ahead.
Or a Walmart.
Yeah. I don't know why we've allowed all that. That's what I said that somebody put out there. Why don't we let the kids graduate at Walmart and King Supers? Because, you know, that's how...
That's a great idea.
Right?
Yeah, because they're allowed to be open and nobody seems to care one way or the other. Here's the news report that we got earlier this morning from Fox 31 concerning this whole curfew thing with alcohol.
More than 200 restaurants are actually planning to sue over this new order.
All right, they're fed up. 200 restaurants are planning to sue today. Going after the governor.
I don't know if that helps either.
Expecting new information on that litigation at some point today. This all comes after Governor Jared Polis's press conference yesterday, in which he announced the sale of alcohol last call will now be moved up by 4 hours at establishments across the state for at least 30 days. Polis did state that businesses can remain open later if they choose, but they must stop alcohol sales.
Can you imagine? You're sitting in a bar. 10 o'clock hits, you get your last beer, but you're allowed to stay there till 2 a.m. just eating hot dogs.
Right?
Not only that, the last call lights come on at 9:30.
Yeah. And the thing is, I feel like now people are going to go earlier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you usually go out at what, 9:30, something like that, if you're going out to a bar, just to bar it. But now you're going to be like, all right, I'll meet you at 6.
Yeah. And we all laugh because Powerball Pete's in a bar by 10 a.m.
I know.
He seems to have gotten it right.
It's crazy.
Now, while alcohol does not cause or contribute to COVID-19, Pola says inebriation can lead to people disregarding social.
He's talking about you. Carson.
What? Well,
he says inebriation can lead to a lack of social distancing.
Oh, yeah. I love you, man.
You get a little friendly.
That's you. No, you talked about being at the Mew House and how you had a couple of cocktails and then you were bouncing from table to table.
Yeah.
letting people know who you are.
You didn't say that.
I thought I'd throw it in.
God.
Social distancing requirements and therefore spreading the virus more easily.
Yeah. I think it's an assumption that we as business owners aren't being responsible. We've gone overboard. And then to arbitrarily decide that alcohol is the reason that case counts are going up is mind-numbing to me.
Now, Governor Polis did not announce specifically when the new 10 p.m. rule will go into effect, but he did state that he expects to formalize the order in the next couple of days again, and that will last for 30 days.
And again, it's not like this is a two-week thing and let's just see what happens. It's for 30 days.
Yeah, this one confuses me. I have to be honest. This one I don't get at all. I was shocked to come in this morning and hear that he did that. I don't even get this.
Leading all the way up to 10 o'clock, everything's the same, okay? But for some reason, at 10 o'clock, when things... And here's what I don't get. Nightclubs have been shut down anyway. And that's really the after 10 o'clock crowd that mingles, right?
Yeah, that's really the nightlife kind of crowd. Yeah,
it's a nightclub. They're already shut down. But you take somebody like, if you're on Larimer Square, for an example, and you've already followed the rules, you've put tables outside. You're out on the street now. Now, even with tables outside, you have to stop serving at 10 p.m.
Yeah, let's say I have a dinner reservation at 9. You know, one of the great things about all these tables outside and everything, the vibe is so cool. And so to be able to sit out there and under the, you know, the stars or their little twinkle lights and have a glass of wine, that'd be fantastic.
Absolutely.
You know, after dinner.
And that is the restaurants following the rules.
Yes.
They're already jeopardized. They're already being penalized by this COVID. They're losing money left and right. And now you're taking away. And liquor and alcohol is the cash cow.
I will tell you one thing, though. My son and I went to this this place. We went looking for houses, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then about 4 o'clock, we went to this little new place that's open over by my house. Those people do not care. They have people at the bar, all the way around the bar. There were people all the way around the bar. They don't care.
When was this?
When was I? Remember I told you that house was super cheap.
Was it a Friday?
Yeah, it was Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, the house was super cheap because it was falling off the foundation, but that's fine. Anyway, I didn't buy it. And all the waitresses are super duper hot, and they have their mask down, like kind of over the, like right here. They had them here because they want to show their lip injections.
Yeah.
You got to get your tips.
Right. So, and my kid's like, Mom, they're not even wearing their mask. I'm like, just eat your food, kid. Let's get out of here.
As fast as possible.
And then he did say, why are there so many hot chicks serving us food? But they did not care. They don't care. I mean, the bar was packed all the way around it. There was no social distancing. And these women didn't have their mask on.
Like, yeah. And I'm not sure if it's they just don't care or...
No, they've given up, I think.
Yeah, maybe they've just...
What are you going to do?
Yeah, maybe you've just given up.
Yeah.
Okay, look. We followed the rules. We've done everything you've been asking us to do. Now we're at a point that, look, it is what it is.
And didn't the judge, I'm not sure about this, but didn't the judge say, like, it doesn't matter now?
Yeah.
You already did it.
They basically went through that whole jumping through hoops, you know, for July 4th weekend. Bandimere Speedway, they overcrowd the place by like 7,000 people or something like that. They end up in court. And now the prosecutor said, nah, doesn't really matter now. Just follow the rules.
And then yesterday it came out that we're not getting infected at bars and restaurants and Bandimere. We're getting infected by somebody that comes home from their own workplace.
Yeah, we have a better chance of getting infected by our spouses or significant others.
But then I'm like, but where did they get it? They got it at Bandimere or whatever. I mean, the whole study didn't make sense.
Man, I feel really bad, though, for the restaurant owners and the bar owners because, again, back to that, it just feels like they're being targeted. When you've got like, you know, Walmart, as we said, and Target and different places, Kohl's and all that. And I'm all for them being open. Don't get me wrong. But they can all be just wide open. There is no stipulation whatsoever. For the most part, you got to have a mask on, whatever. But for the most part, nothing. How many people go in there doesn't really matter, right? But man, you got to stop alcohol at 10 p.m.?
Somebody said we missed one thing that Polis said as well. Failing to wear a mask inside a Colorado business will now be considered trespassing. The governor said so yesterday. Businesses could lose their license for not reinforcing the mask mandate. Oh, boy. I'm tired.
I don't even know what that means. What's he going to do?
But see, that's the thing. How do you enforce that? Because, you know, it's pretty much up to the businesses to enforce that. And some of them, like you said, don't care.
Yeah, and if I'm a sheriff in town, I'm like, ugh, they're probably tired too.
Yeah.
You know?
They've got bigger things to worry about.
Yeah, they got bigger things. That's true.
Like, really?
Yeah, I'm with you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.